Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. It's Friday the 16th of July, 2010. It's 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And I'm driving to my client's office. Andy, thank you for your latest book. A lexicon is not a person. It is a book of words. It is a book of, you know, a comprehensive book of words. So you're quite right. To use the word lexicon in the context that you're talking about the glossary of business jargon, meaningless business jargon as well. It is a lexicon. Now, maybe people use the word lexicon to refer to a person in the same way as that Andy Teddy is a walking dictionary. Maybe they mean it like that, maybe they mean it as a metaphor. But it's a book of words. Thank you very much for all those jargon terms that you've given me. I sure look forward to using those. At the end of the day, it is what it is. We are where we are. In regards to the house buying thing, I think I wasn't really making myself very clear. You need to evaluate how important it is, the house you want to buy, that you want to buy that house. And you also need to work out how important it is that you want to sell to the person you've sold to. Now, I get the impression that you are very, very keen on this house. So, and you don't want to lose it. So, okay, that means that you're not going to pull away from that or threaten them in any way to risk that. But whether you want to lose your buyer is another question. You seem to be very, very certain before that you'd find it very easy to find a buyer for half of the flat. So if they want to move in very quickly, they want to complete very quickly, and you can't, are you prepared to lose them and get the next one? If you do allow that to happen, then you stay in the flat where you are. You only get to move once, which might be a good thing, rather than moving twice. But you get to stay where you are. We are where we are. You will be where you are. If you don't lose your buyer, then you complete on the sale of your flat. And you've got to find somewhere else to live. Maybe that place will be better to rent for a while until the house is ready to buy. How important is that to you, really? How important is it to you that you only move once? How important is it to you that you move out of the flat? That you don't lose the buyer? If you're happy to lose the buyer, then lose the buyer and just wait for another one to go along. Wait for your seller to sort themselves out, but it sounds like you're never going to go anywhere with that seller. What is incentivising them to move? Not a lot. They're sitting pretty because the housing market can drop by, you know, the value of the house could drop by 50 grand, and the value of the house that they want to buy could drop by 50 grand, and they can be quits in by 50 grand because you've already agreed a price. So it's actually no incentive for them to move out. So, How important is it for you to move out of where you are now? I can't hear you. You'll have to answer in your own audio boot, because it's not working with me asking you questions and expecting you to answer straight away. Oh well, that's something I've learned. Okay, well, coming to the end of this audio booth, so thank you very much everyone for listening. I'm going to pop into the client site now. Hopefully I won't be leaving really late tonight. I understand everyone's busy, but I don't know if anyone's as busy as I am. I'm healthily busy. Thanks for listening. Toodle pip.